I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Think about this. You can't run from who you are. That's the underlying message in a new film that screens this weekend in St. Louis. Autumn Wanderer was written and directed by Nathan Sutton. He also stars as Charlie. Elisha Scorman plays Nia. She also served as executive producer, and in real life, they're married, and they join us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank Hello. You, Steve. Happy to be here.
Autumn Wanderer won Best Cinematography at the Bootleg International Film Festival, Emerging Filmmaker at the Hollywood Film Festival, and Elisha, you were nominated for Best Actress at the Madrid International Film Festival, and this is your first film behind the camera for both of you, so not bad.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a bit of a surprise and a fun ride so far, yeah.
Did you learn a lot? Now, you both are actors, so you've been involved in a number of projects, but...
Above anything else, this has been nothing but an educational process. It's been the 12 days that we shot was a crash course in film school because we had such a limited crew. Everybody was doing multiple things. And then, truthfully, the educational process really took hold afterwards when we were doing all the post-work, all the production. From a producing standpoint is stuff that I really didn't know anything about and have no problem telling anybody I don't know anything about. And we're learning every day. I don't know anything. We're just learning as we go.
Yeah.
Any surprises in particular?
I think just the reaction from people that it had. I mean, we made a movie for so little with so little. And
we were sitting with it for so long in the editing room and throughout the whole process that we didn't know if anyone would like it. We didn't even know if we liked it at that point.
Yeah.
And we had a screening at the Chinese Man Theater, and it was basically for friends and cast and crew. And the reaction was overwhelming. It was awesome how people really turned out to like the film and certain aspects that they were pointing out that stuck with them.
Well, you say how little you made it on. I've interviewed a lot of filmmakers over the years. In fact, recently I was talking to a couple of them, and one thing, without exception, I've never met a filmmaker that wanted to talk about how much the film cost to produce.
Well, and Nathan is very proud.
I know. That surprises me. I'm curious about that.
I don't really know why filmmakers don't want to talk more about it, especially this day and age. I mean, last year – I don't know the numbers this year, but last year there were 13,000 films submitted to Sundance. So everybody's making movies. And I think there needs to be a little bit more transparency on what it takes to make it, and not only the cost side, but what you're getting back in return, so people have a clear idea of how to navigate this business. And filmmakers don't seem to want to open up to each other and share this information, but I don't care. I mean, I'm really proud of how much we made this movie for. Literally everybody got paid on the film except for one volunteer PA and the two producers who own a cut in the film, but we made the movie we shot for $12,000 in 12 days, and with post-production and the deliverable cost to get it on video on demand, it's going to be under $30,000 for the whole film.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. And again, I'm just proud of that. I think it's amazing what, you know, really talented friends and a passion can do.
Well, so I don't know if you were aware of this, but we won the Emerging Filmmaker Award, and that was an award that they created this year because they were so impressed with what we did with our film for such a small budget. Yeah.
Well, let's get right into it then. Autumn Wanderer, that title, number one, what does that refer to?
It is the title of a script in Franny and Zoe from J.D. Salinger. It's a title that Zoe's reading, and it always stuck with me, and I just love the title. And there's a reference to it in the movie. And
it's actually The Heart is an Autumn Wanderer, but Autumn Wanderer is short.
Well, I mentioned your tagline at the top, and I said you can't run from who you are. What does that mean?
That's a line that Nia, Elisha's character, says to Charlie, my character in the film, because Charlie's dealing with schizophrenia.
Okay, Charlie, number one, his life is not going well, right?
His life is not going well.
To say the least.
He's been dealt a few blows. His longtime girlfriend or fiance left him, and
his
kicked out of his house.
His father has schizophrenia.
His father has schizophrenia, and it's all – the stress can be a trigger for schizophrenia.
And he's worried that he might have inherited that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it turns out that he actually had inherited.
So what do we need to know about schizophrenia?
Oh, I don't even know if I'm the right one to talk about it. There's an awful lot to know about schizophrenia. It's a frightening disease that I think we don't know enough about.
Is it like not being conscious of reality, sort of? Is that part of it?
That is part of it, but I think you also get your own you can create your own reality. That has a lot to do with it. Your mind, it does its own thing.
Well, it's not a good place to be.
No.
Leave it at that.
But it's interesting to watch.
Yeah, it is interesting to watch. I mean, we did a lot of research with watching this old HBO documentary from the 80s, and it was so inspiring and transformative in a sense to watch people with schizophrenia going through what they go through.
I want to ask you about something because – and I don't really understand it. I read about some technical device that you used involving the camera. I think it's supposed to separate the mood from when the person has schizophrenia and when they don't. I'm not explaining it very well.
We just transitioned from Steadicam.
No. We started with handheld for everything that Nia's character is in because we wanted that to be Charlie's reality. And for a lack of a better way to explain it, all reality TV is basically shot on handheld and it makes it a more realistic feeling. And we wanted that to happen for Charlie's view of Nia, whereas everything else is shot just on a tripod basically and the camera doesn't move. And we wanted almost a boring feeling, a very washed out look to it, so that his reality, the real world for Charlie, is dull. And when she comes into the world, things start to liven up a little bit.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So Charlie's life is going downhill. He's in a bad relationship. He's in a bad job. And then, Elisha, he meets your character, Nia. You sort of shake things up.
Well, yes, I do. I shake things up in a sense, and I sort of open his mind to a new world, maybe a world that he didn't know really existed.
But I'm not clear. In a way, I get the impression she's not good for him. But then she seems like he is, but I don't know.
Well, sometimes I think it's true in life when people, friends or relatives, sort of have to snap you into your own reality and tell you how you are. I think she's kind of like that. She's kind of a firecracker, and she shines a mirror right back in his face and shows him who he really is and makes him have to deal with that.
And is there a turning point somewhere in the film, a revelation?
Are you trying to give the movie away?
Spoiler alert.
As best I can.
There is definitely a turning point somewhere in the film. I don't know how much we
Yeah, it's
give away.
Really hard to talk about that without giving the film away. But I think the turning point becomes when Charlie realizes that he has schizophrenia.
How is this movie going to affect people who view it?
Oh, man.
Well, I wonder how it's going to affect the people in St. Louis, because I do think this is a different kind of film. It's a sort of slower paced moving film, maybe something that they're not used to seeing. So it will be interesting to see what the feedback is.
Yeah, I think
is.
It's definitely going to be different than most films that get to come across in St. Louis.
Well, people are going to have a couple of opportunities to see this. Autumn Wanderer is going to screen Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at Webster University at the Moore Auditorium, right?
Yes, sir.
And
we'll have a Q&A to follow with the two of us, and then the producer and gaffer of the film and the editor will also be there too, who are Webster's.
And if you go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the Autumn Wanderer website and find out more about that. Well, we should mention, Nathan, that you grew up here. You're a graduate of Webster University.
Yes.
You've been out in L.A. 6 or 7 years?
And 7 years in L.A., yeah.
Right. Alicia, you're from San Antonio.
So I'm from San Antonio,
how'd you guys
Texas.
Meet?
Oh, man.
We met in acting class, actually.
Really?
We had to do – it's very cliche. We did a kissing scene.
We did our first kissing scene. Yeah, and I said, I hope I get the hot guy, and I did.
It worked out.
It has worked out. It's been 7 years we've been together now and married for 7 months.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, Nathan, you've written a novel. What's up with that?
Oh, what is up with that? It's on bookshelves, a couple bookshelves in St. Louis now. It's called Tower Grove Park, and I spent 2 years writing that, and it was probably the most gratifying artistic experience I've ever had, just forcing myself to sit at home and write for 5 or 6 hours a day. And it's been a very weird week here in St. Louis because it's like 3 or 4 years worth of work is all coming to life at one time. I got home from the airport, and we had the books delivered here in St. Louis first, and I was like overjoyed to see the actual hard copy of a book, and it was a manifestation of And a lot of work.
And Elisha would like to take it a step further, I think.
Oh, would I?
She would love to make it a movie.
I really would. I'd love to make it a film. And I just think it's an amazing, amazing story that should be shot on film.
What's your next project?
We're writing currently. It's a script called Before
Joe,
After Cam. And it's about a woman who is dealing with brain cancer, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what have you learned from this first? This is your first film behind the camera.
I've learned a lot. I learned that I love acting, and when you just get to show up and just act, it is an absolute luxury.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of balls to juggle otherwise.
We really didn't have time to think about acting, and that's something that I always think is interesting.
Autumn Wanderer, 7:30 tomorrow evening and Sunday evening at Webster University. It looks like a really interesting film, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For being here today, and best of luck in the new year with everything.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with young composer Stephanie Berg, whose work will be performed by the St. Louis Symphony. Then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk with a naturalist who has monitored the activities of the great horned owls in Forest Park for the past 7 years. Maybe a movie there, you think? Maybe. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips and Aaron Doerr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. And on behalf of producers Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer and everyone else on staff here, we wish you the best for the new year, and we look forward to sharing it with you.